The Mishnah began with building a sukkah on top of a ship or building it on a wagon. Says the Gemara that it's kosher. Says the Gemara, who is the one who holds that it's kosher? Mani Maslis, who's the author of the Mishnah? Rabbi Akiva, it follows Rabbi Akiva. With Tanya, we learned, if somebody makes a ship on top of the ship, Rabbi Gamliel, Pais, little apostles, and Rashi learned before, because...
Sukkah.
He built, Okay, I stand corrected. He built a sukkah top of a ship. Now, Rashi explained before, why is it possible? Because Rabbi Gamliel holds that a sukkah has to be keva, has to be permanent, and it's not a permanent fixture. However, Rabbi Kiva is machshir. He holds it kosher. The way Rashi learned before, because Rabbi Kiva holds that a sukkah can be dead as aray, and that's good enough. Other Rishayim, starting from Tesis, all argue with Rashi, and they say it has nothing to do with that. But anyway, Maite once happened. Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Kiva, Shoy Boim, Bisfid, were traveling on a ship together. Amr, Rabbi Kiva stood. But also sukkah, Bereisha, Sfid. Interesting, they're both in the same ship. They couldn't share a sukkah. Rabbi Kiva built his own sukkah, Rabbi Kiva built his own sukkah. Rabbi Kiva built a sukkah there in the front of the ship. And Lamacha, the following morning, Nishberuach, Vakarta. The wind came along and blew it off. Amr, Rabbi Gamliel, Akiva, Heichet, Sukkah, was taunting him. So where's your sukkah? Nobody's trying to prove to him. You see how temporary your sukkah is? You're here today, gone tomorrow. So So we want to say that the author of our Mishnah, Rabbi Kiva, says it's kosher. So Rabbi like this. He's now coming to define the machlekes. Everyone agrees. We're talking about the sukkah that you build on top of the ship. If it would have been on land, it would not have to been able to withstand an ordinary wind and like klumah. It's not called a sukkah. Nothing. It's a house. It can't protect you from anything. On the other hand, if it is so strong, the sukkah, that it can even withstand hurricane winds on land, and kuliyamale pligi, everyone agrees that it is kosher. Keep pligi, this is the machlekes. It could withstand the ordinary winds on land, but cannot stand the winds in the sea. Where is the sukkah itself right now? On the ship. Rabbi Gamliel, so Rabbi Kiva holds sukkah did his kvabina, and the sukkah has to be keva. Rabbi Kiva and Yechay Lamed Rabbi the Yam says it cannot withstand the ordinary winds out in the sea like klumu. That's not much of a sukkah. What kind of kvah is that? Rabbi Kiva saw our sukkah did his arabina. Very hard to understand what the Kiva is saying
because
here.
Because you're building it lachatchila for a metzias where the
we can't stand.
Of the yam
doesn't work. What helps me the ruach metzias somewhere else it would work, but here where I'm staying it doesn't work.
But according to the Kiva, if you've got a place that's more prone to winds,
within land itself, all the mafarshim say within land itself, forget the sea. You build on top of a mountain, and it cannot stand normal winds on the mountain, even though it can stand normal winds in the valley. It's no good.
At least Machlekes, where it is.
That's right.
Would agree with that?
Yes. Machlekes Poskim is actually, big Machlekes Poskim, this is a chreim already, if you build a wall, let's say your sukkah is between two houses, and therefore the winds don't attack it, it's protected, but the sukkah itself is so fragile, had it been out in the open, it wouldn't last a day. What would the halacha be then? Big machlek. You know, it's a side reason why it's not being why the pole is not falling down.
Getting back to this, on land itself,
there's a difference.
You can see that Rabbi Kiva,
and this one is hard to understand. It's very hard to understand this one. And these achrenim, where they get it from,
so
I'm not sure.
Why doesn't he say?
Let's
see. This is what it's.
What's the swara? The swara should be wherever the sukkah is, like on land. That's where it's good. What does it help you on the ship that it could stand on dry land, and therefore?
And such a sukkah is not good even while it's standing.
Yeah, because you know that tomorrow morning we'll come to it around.
It's still built in a way that it's not
a strong enough sukkah on the boat. Would it be okay? You would still say it's not good.
You would have a problem with that. It's only because it's not strong enough. From here also, they want to bring all kinds of rayas because the Rabbi Kiva built the sukkah, definitely couldn't sleep there. Look how rookie it is, but you can eat there. So it's a raya to Chacham Tzvi, not to Mordechai, that if you build a sukkah, that it's only enough to eat and you cannot sleep is good enough. That's what some say. Other want to say that all these dinim have to do with the schach, not with the walls. When we talk about sukkah cannot be fragile, we're talking about the wind blows the schach off. Not the walls themselves, because walls, remember, we learned, is not really the issue. When we say
no,
there's
no walls, you're sukkah, so.
Yeah, but right now, obviously, but right now there's a wall. What are you going to tell me it'll fall apart in an hour? Who cares? It says chach. So the machlek is which, what are we actually concerned with? Let's do Rashi. Because right now we have no understanding of a kibbutz Rashi. He's like an average wind in the yam. He's like a common wind. Even though it cannot withstand abnormal winds. There is al gabe behem. So this is what the, if I remember correctly, the want to say. The pshat is like this: what's wrong with us with a wall? We're learning like most of the talking about the walls. What's wrong with a wall that cannot withstand these winds? What's wrong with it? There's two ways of understanding it. Is it pasha svara because it's not going to be here tomorrow? Is that the word? Well, the word is it because there's no guarantees the wall will be here tomorrow. Is that it's not a wall today either? It's a shaili in halacha. The definition of a wall is that a wall has to be able to be to stand erect and to withstand normal winds. More that it's a chesaron in the din of mechitza. Is that the problem? Well, the problem is that there's a chesaron in the sukkah because it's not a sukkah because it's going to fall down tomorrow. So they want to learn that Akiva holds a chesaron din mechitza. So what's the criteria of a din of mechitza? That it has to be able to withstand normal winds on land. So if it can withstand normal winds on land, even though you're right now on a ship, who cares where you are right now? Because it has the status of a mechitza, so you have a good sukkah. A kolzman, the sukkah standing, use it. It falls apart, obviously you can't use it. But if you follow that logic, then it makes no sense what we said before about a mountain and a thing. Yet they all concede that a mountain and a valley has a korb kibbeh, which then throws a span in the works of what's shot in that.
Rabbi Akiva is not consistent.
But how do they know that a mountain makes a difference? Yeah, but how do they know that Rabbi Akiva says that? Rabbi Akiva says nothing about a mountain. They just assumed. We're talking about Svina, and yeah, but maybe they're wrong. Maybe Rabbi Akiva holds the same thing. If you follow this svara, which is a logical svara, as long as it has the status of a wall, and right now the sukkah is standing, it's good enough. Might have come in if it's on a ship or if it's on a mountain. So what? I mean, yeah.
But there's another way of looking at it. As long as it's standing now, and you are sitting there making a pot and eating, who cares if it falls down in half an hour? Right now, that's standing.
But when Abaye came along and said that everyone agrees that let's say you put it on land, and it'll fall down in 3 hours, everyone agrees that not, right now it's no good either. So it means we do care.
Is that like
we do care? In other words,
kilo,
so they're saying no, different word. It's not a mechitza. If this mechitza cannot stand,
it
doesn't have any mechitza. That's the problem. Not because the chayshul will fall down, you won't notice something. Then the next part of the Mishnah was if you built it on top of a camel or on top of a tree, it's kosher, but you shouldn't climb it on Yom Tov. Says the Gemara, who's the author of that? Who holds that the sukkah is kosher since you can't be there on Yom Tov on Shabbos?
Adata, we've concluded that the Mishnah is Legabe Rabbi.
The Mishnah must be Rabbi Akiva.
Only that statement.
Yeah, the first part.
On top of a camel is also not secure. The camel might
go. That's a good point. But I guess the top of a camel is more secure than the top of a ship.
A trained camel trained for carrying.
You tie it down. You tie the sukkah down. I was in Thailand just recently, and I sat in one of these camels. An elephant.
On the back.
Yeah, it was pretty sturdy.
But they train them to carry loads. They're used to it.
They used to have an elephant in the zoo here, remember?
Yeah.
Just a thing on the back, a little benches, and people sit about the side of the elephant.
People, kids.
Yeah.
I know you've seen
those
many times.
Okay, Gemara. Oh, yeah, I'm on a camel. It's all right, even though you can't go there on Shabbos. Mas nisin mani, who's the author of this? Mr. Rab Meir, he. If you build a sukkah above a behemoth, that's your car. Right? You're building a car and you're traveling around. Meir is machshir, Rabbi Yehuda poisel. Meir says it's kosher, Rabbi Yehuda poisel. What's going on here? My time, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda, on my cross and poisel. Chag ha-sukkahs, tassel, choshivas, yamim. You build a sukkah for 7 days. Sukkah, haruya, l'shiva. Later on, we'll learn that you can build your sukkah any day of the 7 days. But here we say that it comes to teach you the sukkah has to be strong enough it has to be able to be entered and accessed for 7 days. But this sukkah is not suitable for 7 days. You cannot go up there on Yom Tov because it's muktzah. You cannot go up there on Shabbos, it's muktzah. And therefore, it's not a sukkah rule of Shiva. Nu, Rab Meir, what's Rab Meir going to argue? Hakra Meir says it's kosher. Ha, nami, the Raisa Merzer Chazer. Who says he cannot climb this camel on Shabbos and Yom Tov? The Rabbanan. Matt Taita, you could climb it on Shabbos. So Matt Taita, the Taita who said the Chag HaSukkah, Shiva Shem Taslacha, says that this Sukkah is accessible for 7 days. So that's not a problem. But Rabbanan who the Gozer, Rabbanan who goes, Rashi. Rashi. Haroy Lishiva, Bahashta de Gozer, Rabbanan who goes, Ein Oilinlo, Nimtzah, comes out, Chain the Rili Emrishan. It's not suitable for the first day. So Rashi learns the problem here is that the first day Yom Tov is not suitable. Ritva and other Rishayim say that it's not suitable on Shabbos because there's always a Shabbos that falls out on Sukkot. So it's inevitable, at least one day you won't be able to access it. So the Achraim want to know why the Ritva and other, most Rishayim don't know Rashi. Rashi says the problem is the first day, Yom Tov. They all say the problem is Shabbos. So not the problem is Yom Tov. But Yom Tov is Muksa just like Shabbos. Mm-hmm. So they want to say, Mechadish, according to the Ritva, that if on Yom Tov, the only way you can eat is going to Sukkah, which will do Muktze. It falls under the banner of Oichel Nefesh, where Mata thinks for Oichel Nefesh. There'll be Mata climbing on a tree or going on a camel on Yom Tov to go on the Sukkah. You like go on the back of the truck where the Sukkah is, even it's Muktze, whatever it is. But not Shabbos is a problem, because there's no Oichel Nefesh for Midrash Shabbos. Big Kiddush, so they want to learn Pshat and Rishayim.
This is
more than he need to eat. Otherwise, he can't eat sukkahs. He can't eat sukkah outside of a sukkah. Truck, you're all right because you have a mind lechatchilo before Yom Tov. It's never mukta, never removed from your mind.
You can eat. You can drink. You can eat fruit.
No, but there's no mitzvah of sukkah. Bread, what you have to eat on Shabbos on Yom Tov. You can only do in a sukkah.
It's interesting, Rashi's definition of Agave Behema. He says it's not like we're imagining on the back of a cow. He says you have two horses with points.
We skipped the Rashi. Let's go to Rashi. You're right.
You balance the two.
Let's do Rashi. Agave Behema, keep going. Nosan dalsas ashnei susi. You put on two horses. Behem kakoy is a sukkah, and they're the floor, the base of the sukkah. Also, the mile mechitzas v'schach. He made above that mechitzas v'schach.
It's much less stable than we were talking about.
It's more, less and more. You tie. Less. Remember, no, it's like oxen that tie with a yoke.
You get two horses.
No,
to stand
you tie
together.
Them together. You tie them. You have it's a like yoke. Yeah, exactly.
Why would you
you want to travel? Do some traveling out sukkahs. Chalavoid. Brilliant.
Get stuff in bed. You have to go on chalavoid trips. What are you talking about?
That's right.
It's a mitzvah.
Bye, Tigemar. So the whole machlekes achreinim here. If this machlekes a meir and Rabbi Yehuda is the same idea like Tais and the Ram, which is that since if something is not ro mahat midrabbanon, does it make it any ro mahat Torah? The Rabbanon said you cannot go on this camel. Does the Torah recognize the shortcomings of the Rabbanon? Say, look, since the Rabbanon you can't go, we recognize that you can't go, and therefore it's lacking 7 days, which is what Rabbi Yehuda said. And the meir said, no, but the Raisa Mishichazi, we don't care what the Rabbanon do. All we care about is the Torah. Others say that has nothing to do with that. Others say, no, the fact is, we don't care why you can't climb. Whatever you can't climb because the animal is 30 feet high, there's no way you're getting a top. So it's not true. The fact is, you can't climb. What's the chiluk? The reason you can't climb is because you can't climb or because the rabbanon don't let you climb. Here it's irrelevant, the fact that it's a dinner. It's a metziyazik thing. The fact is, on Shabbos, you cannot enter the sukkah, so therefore it's not all the shiva. It has nothing to do with that issue of whether the rabbanon is the road, the rice or not. Back to you, right? Also, lebehema doifun lesukkah. What happens if you made the behema a wall for your sukkah? You took an animal and you made it that should be one of your walls. That meir poisel. Here, that meir is machmir. That meir parcels. And Rabbi Yehuda is meikul, is machshe. What's going on here? Shamei, Rabbi Meir says, kol dov shi shibur chayimetim is alive. And he says, doifun lesukkah, you don't make it a wall for sukkah. Lech lemavi, in order you make it for a post. For a mavi, but like, passing the bed, you make it a post for your pit, for the well. For these oily regal, nor can you use it for a goyle for a cave. As you know, the machlek is Rashi tastes all over Shas what a goyle means. Rashi, the goyle means a cover of a coffin. And this is one that I, the taster, brings. How can you, a behemoth, as a cover of a coffin? Rashi, rather, the taster learns it means the matseva, the tombstone. So you shouldn't use a behemoth for a tombstone. Both. We put a stick there, right? We put a thing. Rabbi Yehuda says, furthermore, a living animal, af ain't question all of gitanoshim. You shouldn't be right to get on it because that's because of an usher to give it straight away. My time with Rabbi Meir, so we can have a machlik is now. Before we go, let's do Rashi. Rashi. Loi passin liberoid. Now we learn. Bepeilevin. Oisin passin liberoid. Abod, the aiming four posts. Liboid, Bashubas Rabim. Abod, Omakathar. Liboid is 10 fachim deep. which is the yachid. Ben yachol malas v'mena. You cannot fill water from the boid because you're standing in a public street. And no. You can't stand there. You build a boid in the middle of Shusar Abim because that's the only place to build it in the public property. And how can you stand and draw water? You're taking from Shusar Abim, you're taking from Shusar Yachid, 10 tvachim deep, 4 tvachim wide, to a Shusar Abim. So we made a special takana to build these amma posts called the Yemdin, 4 posts. Each one is 2 ammas, each amma in each direction. And it's good enough. And the main thing is for the animals, we allow that. You don't take an animal and use it as one of the posts. The time of explain that again. Rashi clearly learns it. That it means the cover of the lid of the Aron. Ain't shame goil all of the tummies. No name. I mean, actually, goil metame. So they already answered Rashi to Tase's question. How's it possible? He's a behemoth. We learn Gemara Chulin. Cases that are impossible ever to happen. But the Gemara says lahagul teri v'yadir. So this is a case that's impossible to happen. We're just talking the theory rather than the metzias. How can you make an animal a lid to an order? The magamasa. This goil itself, metame by touching and by lifting uva oil and oil. If you're covering your time, you learn. If you're covering over, you're hovering with that panea. So the rabbi is goil of a daifik. But basically, the father can't time his reason. Says Gemara, now what's this for a mer? Why taka can't use a living animal for a wall? Says the Gemara, machlek zabayin abzeda. Abaya ama shema thomas. Which kid the animal die in middle and then he'll fall down and you no longer have a mechit. Abzeda ama shema thomas. He might run away. What guarantees do you have? Says the Gemara. The peel kosher, if the elephant is tied down, kuli amalek, please, no machlek, it is good. Manashech. The inami might, even if Alabai Svar, he might die. Even if he dies and he falls down, you know, the elephant is still 10 tefachim high. He's, you know, even lying down, he's big. Is yesh ben ivlasa, yud is 10 tefachim. And he won't run away, he's tied down. Ki pligi be peeled by an elephant, she ain't the kosher, not tied down. If he dies, who cares? He's still 10 tefachim, but if he might run away. Laman dam, Hashem, Thomas, he might die, like Hashem, we're not worried. Because why? It's still 10 tefachim. That's a bayah. Leman dom, Rab Zeda, Gzeda, Hashem, he might run away, Hashem, we are worried. Rashi, Gzeda, Hashem, Thomas, Habehema, Beyanyam, the people fall down, the ink can't dive in the wall, the nimtza, bottle, mitzah, sukkah. So what are you worried about? We're worried that you might not notice. You might not notice. That's what we're worried about. Otherwise, so you won't eat it. What do you want to notice? Well, the Kamehameha asks, if a goyle the kuli, he might tamayo. So by goyle, why do you care if the animal might die? So he dies.
You won't notice that your elephant just died and rolled away and now you've got no wall there in your sukkah.
He doesn't roll. Elephants don't roll. He's just standing here. Kosher, okay. So that's what I've invited. Well, if you think this is the why, look at this.
If you say 10 tefachim, theoretically an ox drops down and dies.
He's also 10 tefachim.
Yep. Maybe it's not as docile as an elephant.
An ox 10 tefachim after it falls down? Crouches on the ground as 10 tefachim? Is it? I don't know.
The big plus or the reason would have been that
dama
deer, elephant deer. Who would think of that?
I don't know.
Well, if you
haven't
got enough boards.
Yehuda,
if you haven't got enough boards and you're traveling.
And you've got an elephant pulling your wagon.
You're working out in the forest, you know, getting in Thailand, getting these elephants to pull timber, to pull lumber. So you want to make a sukkah?
We have elephants in Eretz Yisrael. Besides, the Romans were brought in for the army, but would you have elephants in Eretz Yisrael?
Yeah,
but that's the army. That was their weapons. Battle tanks, exactly. I still understand. Even if Abayu said, but worried about you die, why isn't he worried about elephants? Pick it up, walk away.
Maybe this is for
Bobo,
not
fair. And Bobo had elephants. We know that it had lines. But why isn't Abayu concerned the elephant picks up and walk away? You're right. Abayu is worried about both walking away and dying. No boss.
Yeah.
Ella, the peel she ainu kosher kuli amale pligi. If the elephant is not tied down, everyone agrees he'll walk away. What kind of wall is that? Ki pligi be behemuk shuda, a tied down animal. The animal is tied down.
So it's secure.
L'man l'magzeh l'shem die chashin. It's not an elephant. Stam an animal. If an animal is tied down, he'll collapse and won't be ten tefachim anymore. However, if you're worried that he'll walk away, he won't walk away. It's tied down. L'magzeh l'shem atim l'chem. Not worried about Rashi. Okay, Sitting model, the man, the amak zeda shematibra, the one who says I might walk away, that's abzeda. Why isn't he worried it might die? Okay, one walk away, but that one might collapse, and then you don't have no tetvachim either. Why is he happy? Necha shematol might die, and for the gemara mislashchicha, he's not worried because we everything since you left it was alive. The chazak it's alive. We're not worried that shema yamas. Okay, you're not worried shema yamas. Rashi mislashchicha, I feel a meyer lepasul. Even a meyer says. I'm not worried that Shema Yom is. That's why Rab Zeda says it's all right. So if it's an animal tied down, we're not worried. Freddy Gemara, but even if it's an animal, how can you use an animal as a mechitza between the forelegs and the hind legs? Is more than three tvachim. There's no lavud. How do you have your walls? And for the Gemara, the oven lay behutz v'daf, and he filled it up with wood. So you already think, if you have wood already, why did you already put the whole side with wood?
That's assumed that it's also three tvachim on
the ground. Every animal's, which animal wouldn't be... Three tvachim above the ground. It hangs down, yeah, okay. So,
is it Gedoyim Boikim Boy?
Well, we found so far that the Royim like to hang around underneath the ox's stomachs for the sun and the rain. Big things are happening underneath there. Hutzah v'dafna. So Hutzah, that's the palm, the branches of the palm tree, and Daphna is just regular twigs. Rashi, Dikra Vacha, the Bene Karbini, he pierced as a breach for Felix Yochai, even alive. Avale, get the Bene Gle, made a fence between Hutz, Vadafna, Hutz is Lulovi Dekel, and Daphne's Anfe, some branch, a Kaidan Luril. The God of the Page is a Kaidan Bayish, whatever that is. And certain fruits grow there, certain kind of a tree, I'm not sure what it is. Says the Gemara, that is interesting. The Dilma, why aren't you worried about Rava? The animal will just crouch. Forget about dying. Okay, you're not worried about dying. The animal could also, they constantly crouch. And they'll be below 10 tefachim. Everything more. The meticha ba'ashlim lil. You hear this? They tie the animal up to the ceiling, so the animal, if it wants to, cannot crouch down. Now, why is that tzabal chayim? They're tying the animal up. So therefore, so then the truth of the matter is. So then, what's the more glad to ask? So then, if it dies, what are we worried about? You just said that the machlekes will be if it dies, it falls down. But it can't. There's a ropes. Tied to the ceiling.
You can't have a sukkah there,
no, it's chach. It's chach. Says the Gemara, like you look at the Gemara, says it. You look at his hechetibsa. Well, the man, the amagzele shemet, might die. Nami hametichah ba'ashlim ilil, tied to ropes above. And for the Gemara, zimnim demukim bepochas mishloisha samlis chach. This is what it is. This animal is 7 and a bit tvachim high when it's standing. You made it exactly within 3 tvachim from the chach. But if it dies, it falls like an inch, 2 inches. Takes it out of the three tvachim, no longer connected. But if it's alive, it'll still be connected. The kiva, look at the next page. The kiva in the maisa, kivsa, once it dies, it shrinks. Lava daita, and the problem is you won't realize it. All of a sudden, now we introduce the idea of not realizing it. Rashi. Don't get too excited. Rashi. Lie down. Ashi chavam ropes. Hametichah ba'ashi melil. V'im tomus ein in the fell. If it dies, it will not fall down. Zimni the mukla peters you're going to bring it up within three tvachim from the schach. Pa'amim she'ein begoyvut shal behema elashiva mashu. The entire animal is only 7 tvachim and a bit. The suka asada, we know suka needs to be 10. Udekoi la bepachis mishloisha samukh leschach. It's within three tvachim of the schach. Va'amrin we say lovu. The problem is Rashi v'kivan sins the mice dies kivtza shrinks mismat as it shrinks.
Retreat.
Okay. Now it's more than 3 tvachim from the schach. No longer love it. And can't there's no wall. He doesn't realize to fix it. Then how can he fix it? How can he fix it? On Yom Tov, the animal's muktzah. How can he fix it?
Put in another animal.
Yom Tov. So we're saying now the problem is even chalamayid. Yom Tov, there's nothing you can do about it. But even chalamayid, you might not realize it. Chalamayid, you could fix it. Maybe that's what he means. Says, so what do you tell me? That may it hold not choishu lemisa, and that's why. But Abaye says that we are choishu lemisa. So that's the machlekes. Abaye says we're choishu lemisa, and Rabbi Zeid says we're not choishu lemisa. But who's Abaye and Rabbi Zeid arguing? And she says that Meir said that an animal is possible for a wall. As the Gemara, me Amar Abaye, did Abaye say that Meir choishu lemisa? And Meir is the one who's worried about misa. Rabbi Yehuda loy choishu lemisa, and Rabbi Yehuda not choishu lemisa. Let me ask you a question. The Hatnah, we once learned a stida and we had an answer, and that answer was Pung Vaket. But now we learned Bas Yisrael Shenisas LeKoyin. A Yiddish girl married a Koyin. The din is, once she marries a Koyin, she's permitted to eat Truma. Now the husband went overseas. can she continue eating truma, assuming the husband is still alive? So we say, "V'halach b'ayim din ziyam." He went overseas. Oy chelas betruma, she may continue eating truma. Why? Becheskes shu kaim. She can assume he's still alive without worry that maybe the husband died somewhere on the travels. That's one mishnah. Then we ask a question. For the meanwhile, we ask a question from another place where it says, "Hareze gitach sho achas kedem misasi." This man didn't want his wife, if he dies, to have to marry a brother-in-law because there were no children. So he gave her a get and says, "An hour before I die, this is your divorce." The din is asur alecha b'truma. They'll have a relationship with you. You're not allowed to eat truma because every minute, maybe this is an hour before he'll die. We're always worried that he's about to die. How do you reconcile these two mishnas? Here you say the guy went overseas, you continue eating, we're not worried that he's dead. And here we say that if an hour before I die, this get should become valid. She's not allowed to continue eating truma because maybe he'll die. What's it? And Abai is the one who answers the question. How does he answer it? Loikash, he answers, Harab Meir. This is Rab Meir, the Mishnah that says that the husband overseas, he's continuing, follows Rab Meir, who says, we're not worried that he'll die. Loikash Lemisa. And the Mishnah that says that if an hour before I die, the get should become valid, she has to stop eating truma straight away.
He wrote a get and he's already talking about it.
Maybe he was sick, whatever it is, or maybe he's just a very nice husband. And he always hears what the wife thinks about the brother-in-law, so he's not here, don't worry about it. You're protected. Now, the question is, Abaye concludes that Meir holds an achash l'misa, and yet Abaye is the one who says that why can't you use an animal for a wall of a sukkah? Because we're worried that animal's going to die. And that's Rab Meir. How can Abaye say that? Eurashi. Harei ze gitter. Yore, he's worried. Shalom yamas pisum. He might suddenly drop dead. Oi, bi'ira cheres. He might travel to another city. V'tezokik ishto l'chalitza. She'll need l'chalitza. V'noyis and lo get. Kishu body. He gives her get while he's healthy. V'amal, he says, get ze yeheli gershach. This get will you can use to divorce yourself. Sho achas kreid mitzasi. 1 hour. It should take effect 1 hour before I die. If he is a kohen, he Yisraelis and she's a yid, the shema zuhi hashar she kohen misasi. Maybe this is the hour before he dies. She's divorced. Alma misa shchicha. Whatever. The lot of live together. Alma misa shchicha. I worry. Okay. So this is all part of the question. And the question is, why Taka did Abaya answer that? Why you say that Meir holds yechosh, nachosh misa holds yechosh? Meir's all the way around. What's the big deal? I have another b'raisa, which clearly Rabbi Yehuda is the one who says that we are choshes l'misa. What's the b'raisa? The time we learned, and we had this a few times already in Shas. Halakeyach yayin mibein akusim. Somebody buys wine from a kusi, with certain things they observe and certain things they don't observe, and we learned it happened right before Shabbos, so there's no time to really do anything. And you don't know if they gave you truma maisa and truma maisa, all that. Oymi says, Shnei lugin shani osi lahafrish harient truma. The two lugin that I will take out after Shabbos will become truma. There's 100 lugin in this thing here. So a 50th will go to truma. Then there's 98 left. He says, Asora, 10%, which is approximately 10 maisa rishon, I will give as maisa rishon. And that could be maisa rishon right now. Tisha, the 90, 10% of that is 9. That's Maisa Sheni. But Maisa Sheni, don't leave it in the barrel. Umechel, you immediately transfer it for something else. He said, that's going to be the Maisa Sheni you can eat. The Sheisim Miyat, drink straight away. The Maisa Rishon, Ayid is like, Isos Ladid. I worry about the two Lugin of Truma. We're going to say that Matzoi Shabbos, when you're actually going to separate the two Lugin, we're going to say that all along, Yesh Breda, that all along, these were the two Lugin that you set aside Friday afternoon. That's what Amir said. We're not worried the barrel is going to break. We're not worried anything's going to happen. That something's going to happen, you want to do it. Sorry? Maisa Sheni, you can be Mecha, you don't need to have it in existence. I think in Truma, you have to be able to see the Truma, to be able to be Mechal. Let's do Rashi. Halakech Yayin Ben Akusim, Koidim Shigozrul, and Rashi is going to be highlighted by a wife from Kusim. Kusim have a din like a goy, like Yayin Esef. So there's Rashi before the Gzeda. Kirabin Mechal, Hakos Shechit. Oymri says, Shnei Lugin Shani Osil Hafrish Min Hameya from the 100 of Truma. Harei Shame Truma Koru Aleim Beseichet. There's something Truma inside it. Okay, going, why don't you physically separate the two Lugin? What's the big deal? It's talking about Shehigi Alel Shabbos. It's already Friday night. Or Eini My Kalim. You have no Kalim to put in the two Lugin. La Hafrish Latoicha Truma Maisi. You have no Kalim. Haide Nokat. This is the reason why he chose Kusim. Why talk about Kusim? Why not from another year or something? Ashmin teach you that the Gruyin Hema Ami or the Wish Namorets. By Namorets, we assume they gave Truma, only worried about Maisa. And furthermore, by Namorets, it's only Demai. It's a Safik. By them, by Kusim, it's a Vade Maisa. Av ala truma nechshu. Two things, two differences in Rashi. One thing is truma by an amor is not choishes for truma, only choishes by meiser. Mashenge kusim. Second thing is by amor it's only a suffix. Domai, what is this? Mashenge by kusim. But that once we were geizer that they turned out to be, they were really goyim. We don't trust them at all. Sorry?
Can you take the wine if you turn out?
That's before the
Gzeh. Yeah, before, even before the Gzeh, the Machlek Zameh and interesting. Amazing one holds Kusim Geir Arayis. The Meir holds that Kusim cannot be trusted. Geir Arayis. But even when they were Geir, no, they were forced Geirim. So they were really Yidin. But we had a rule, Shimon said, that Kusim, the mitzvahs that they took on themselves, they were from the Nidin. Like matzah. He says, you'll eat the matzah from a Kusi. Because any mitzvah they took about themselves, they were from the Yidin. But they didn't believe in the either. So if you watch them eat, you can trust them. If they just gave it to you, you cannot trust them. So there was sort of a, in certain respects, they were all right. Certain, and those that you weren't all right, they were all right. So they didn't have the din of a goy yet for Yain Nesach. The Gavi wine, exactly. Probably the Zohar didn't have yet, but we don't, through a Maisa, we didn't trust them. Umechel Maisa Sheni, why? Shehu Yochel Lechalek, since you can. Mechale b'toichal moish yeshlo b'tabe has in his house. V'shoysim miyad, and you drink it straight away. Now, the reason why he's also not mechal the trumas, because Ben HaShemot says he's not allowed to be mechal, he's not allowed to be magbir, the trumas of maises. You cannot do that. That's why you don't do it. But the sheki maise sheni, which is nothing, you can. Now, you rely on the rule of Breda, the Motzoi Shabbos, to separate two Lugin, and you'll say that what I drank on Shabbos was not for the Truma. Whatever I took Motzoi Shabbos, all along that was a Truma. Because Yavid, that basically comes home, Yafidish will be Mafidish, I'm going to say, yes, Breda. Elohein, Masan, this is the Maisa, but Trumas and the Truma. Okay. What did I do? Sorry? Yeah. Now, Ramey is not worried the barrel is going to break. He's not worried that people are going to die. Ramey is not worried that people are going to die. Comes along Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon. Oisi. They come along and say it's awesome. We'll see later anymore. They say, well, I know why it's awesome. We're scared the barrel is going to break. What guarantees do you have the barrel will still be in existence on Motzei Shabbos? No, we're scared the barrel is going to break. We're saying that a person dying is just like a barrel breaking. You're talking about the future. You're saying right now the barrel is healthy, is full. Navas, Rabbi Yehuda is worried, maybe a break. So Rabbi Yehuda is chayshes even for chashur chayke, so he'll worry that people will die, even right now they're healthy. Rabbi Meir is not worried the barrel will break. Rabbi Meir is not worried that people will die. Which is exactly the opposite of what Abaye said before. Abaye said before, why does Rabbi Meir say you cannot use an animal as a wall because the animal might die? Rabbi Meir here said, but I'm worried the barrel will break. Rabbi Yehuda says you're allowed to use an animal because the animal, but people don't die, and yet but the barrel is worried. That's what the Gemara said. That's the link right now. So I think, what are you right? Eifuch. Actually, switch it around. Rameya chayish lemisa, vila chayish lemisa. Forget this whole Mishnah about the ayin of a kusim. Abaye's answer when he reconciled those two Mishnahs about the Truman, about an hour before he dies, is when he went overseas. Rameya is the one who is chayish lemisa. If Rameya says he should stop eating Truman straight away, and Rabbi Yehuda is not chayish lemisa. Aye, what about the case of the barrel? We'll talk about it in a minute. Rashi.
Can't swap them around also.
No, that we can't swap around. There's too many names. Says Rashi, we say Gzeira should be Vakanoi. Maybe the barrel break. The barrel will break. Surely people will die. Everybody dies. Not every barrel has to break. Every person will die. Of course, only when a barrel maybe will never break. So therefore, it's a Koshke.
Why would the guy would die?
No, if a guy says to the wife, an hour before I die, before I die, this get should become valid. So you no longer eat truma because every minute you're worried you'll die in an hour.
By the case of the barrel, why are we worried the guy will die? Before
who cares the guy? The guy dies. So his children will do truma. Children, or family, yeah. Don't say Abaye what he said. Turn around. Who's worried about Meir? Forget this brisa. Dismiss this brisa about wine because that's something nothing to do with breaking. We'll soon see. Ela mahar the sukkah. This case of sukkah. Rabbi Yehuda lo chayish
amei chayish. So how does
which Rabbi Yehuda?
In the sukkah.
We just said Rabbi Meir is worried lemisa. He's the one who said that we're worried lemisa. Rabbi Yehuda said we're not worried lemisa. He wasn't. Aye, what about this wine thing? Look about it. Very much. Sorry. The time we learn, and I bring a raya brisa. We look somewhere else. Also, the behemoth of sukkah. If he took a behemoth, he made a wall for sukkah. Rameya apostles. But Rabbi Yehuda, Machshir, Rabbi Meir says clearly that's possible because he holds with choishes lemisa. Rabbi Yehuda Machshir Nachoshe. Filling more kasher made a mayor. So how you can answer this wine business? The mayor is worried. Lemisa, and yet he says no problem. Drink the wine. We're not worried. The mitzvah Shabbos the barrel will break. What do you mean? You're the one who's chayshu lemisa. Every person dies. Only question one. So Misa is Shchiach. Therefore, by Misa, he's worried. But he's not worried about the barrel. No, so it makes it even more difficult to understand the Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda, even by people, is not worried about Misa. And by the barrel, he's worried the barrel's going to break. What's going on here? And why is it Shchiach? Because he can even give it to somebody else to watch it. No, Kasha Rabbi Yehuda. As the Gemara, time with the Rabbi Yehuda, you misunderstood. You thought Rabbi Yehuda's reason is because maybe the barrel will break and that's why he's worried. No. Rabbi Yehuda holds, of course the barrel will still be existing. But what does it help? He holds Ein Breda, which means that somewhere in the barrel is two lugin mixed up of truma. How do you know what you took out Motzei Shabbos was the correct two lugin? Maybe what you drank was part of the two lugin of truma, and we don't believe it's Breda that whatever you sort of afterward should be retroactive or retrospective. Rashi. Kasher made the bekiyas noy that made the sukkah less than bread. But feel ain't a nika asir. Even doesn't break asir. Look, is she a buck? Okay. Okay, we'll change tomorrow.
Always comes back to the old bread.